Tonight we'll speak about Yom Purim, rather than Parshas Tetzaveh, and we'll go back to the Parshas Shavuot Mitzrayim next week. All of us are aware of the fact that on Purim there are four mitzvahs that we have to observe during the day. We have to read the Megillah, or hear the Megillah read, and we have to give Matanos Avyonim, and we have to have a Purim Suda, and we have to give Mishloach Manos. Those are the four mitzvahs of Purim Day. Just mention as an aside that the main Megillah reading is the Megillah reading during the day. Contrary to what some people think, many times you have a lot of people come to shul the night of Purim and they make a big production about the Megillah reading, and it's very nice, but then during the day, well, if I have time, you know, people run to work, they go here, and the Bekoshi, they are able to hear the Megillah during the day, if at all. So that's not really correct. In fact, it looks, the simple reading of the Mishnah and the Gemara would seem to indicate that in the days of the Mishnayos, they never even heard of reading the Megillah at night. Because there's a Mishnah Maseches Megillah which lists off all the nighttime mitzvahs, and Mikra Megillah isn't mentioned there. There's another Mishnah which lists off all the daytime mitzvahs, and Mikra Megillah is mentioned there. So the first time we ever have anybody mention Mikra Megillah at night is Rabbi Shulben Levi, who's quoted in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Dalad. He's sort of like a borderline Tana Amora person. So that's the earliest time we have it. So it could be that Bizman HaTanoim, there was no Indian to read the Megillah at night at all. Why read the Megillah at night? A different question why we do it. But anyway, certainly you have to read the Megillah during the day, and we have to have a Purim Suda during the day, and we have to give Matanos Avyonim, they have to be distributed during the day, and we have to give Mishloach Manos. The Pasuk in Megillah says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Beis, Kayom Masher Nochu Bahem Hayudim Ha'Aveihem, like the days when the Jews rested after victory over their enemies, V'achodesh Ha'Nepach Lem Yogin L'Simchum Eivel Yomtev, the month that changed from agony to joy, from the morning to Yomtev, La'Soso Som, we have to make these days, Yemei Mishte V'Simcha U'Mishloach Manos Yisrael Ehu U'Matanos Avyonim, they have to be days of Mishte and Simcha U'Mishloach Manos Yisrael to send food to our friends U'Matanos Avyonim. So that's the Pasuk in the Megillah, which is the Mokor of the Mitzvah Shloach Manos. I mean, there's no real verb. The Pasuk really flows from the previous Pasuk, Chof Aleph, which says, really back to the previous Pasuk, before that, Chof, Vayichtov Mordechai, etc., Vayishlach Svarim, he sent messages, you know, letters out to all the Jews to do what? Chof Aleph, the Kayam Aleim, that they should fulfill, you know, they should, they were charged with the mission of fulfilling these days and these mitzvahs that are described in the next Pasuk, which includes Mishloach Manos. So there is no doubt that there is a mitzvah to give Shloach Manos on Purim. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph discusses this mitzvah on the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Tani Rav Yosef u'mishloach manos ish re'ehu shtei manos l'ish echad. The pasuk mishloach manos ish re'ehu means two food items to each person, right? Because you have to give mishloach manos in the plural to at least one friend. And the truth of the matter is, the monos that you give are supposed to be, you know, something bakovedik, a nice food item. Not a lot of times people give, you know, pretzels and jelly beans and Hershey bars. So that's not really the mishloach manos that the pasuk has in mind. You should really give something more chashuv. Of course, I'll say in the same breath, you don't have to give this more chashuv item to all 100 people that you give mishloach manos to. You can give 99 people pretzels and jelly beans, but at least to one person you should give something which is a little bit more chashuv, something that would be part of the Purim Suda. Piece of meat, a bottle of wine, you know, fruits, or something that would be pineapples, right? That's something that that a person would have as part of his suit, as opposed to just you know, snacks. But anyway, that's the Mishloach Manos. You have to give at least two different food items. It's interesting. It's a little mitzvah Shloach Manos. There's a lot of literature, especially in Achronim, on Shloach Manos. A lot of chakiras. You know, what are the two items? Two different brachas. Does drinks count? Does food count? And not only Achronim, something we've shown them also. You know, Mishloach Manos have to be to a shliach. Can you do it to a shliach? Ish l're'ehu, you know, so it has to be a friend. So what if it's your Rebbe? You wouldn't call your Rebbe your friend. Is it okay to give Mishloach Manos to your Rebbe? That's a lot of literature in the Tshuva literature about this mitzvah Mishloach Manos. So I'd like to focus on one issue tonight, and that is the question of why there is no bracha on a mitzvah Mishloach Manos. We just saw it's a pasuk in Megillah says that you have to give Mishloach Manos. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rambam paskins clearly in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam puts Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah together. Megillah comes before Chanukah, unlike in the Shulchan Aruch, where Hilchos Purim is the very end, because the Rambam presents the matters in their chronological order. Purim happened long before Chanukah, 700 years before Chanukah. So the Rambam puts Hilchos Megillah before Hilchos Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch organizes topics based on the calendar year. So calendar year of Nisan, the calendar year begins in Nisan, so the last thing in the year is Purim. That's why Hilchos Purim is the very, very end of Orach Chaim. Anyway, so the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, of Hilchos Megillah Halacha Tesvav, he says, V'chein Chayav Adam L'shloch Shtei Manos Bosor, they give two portions of meat, O Shnei Minei Tavshil, or two different types of cooked items, O Shnei Minei Ochen, two other types of food, L'chavero, Shenema Mishloch Manos Yisrael, Shtei Manos Yisrael, you have to give Yisrael, and fine, that's what you have to do. And it's such Mefurish in the Rambam. And finally, it's also Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch like that. It's in Aruch Chaim Simin Tov Reish Tzadi Hei. Like I said, all the way in the tour. Hold on. We'll read it in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Simin Tov Reish Tzadi Hei. Sif Dalad writes in the Chaber, Chayav L'shloch L'chavero Shtei Monos Bosar Oshol Shnei Mine Ochlin Shenema M'shloch Monos Yisrael Shtei Monos L'shechot V'chol Amar B'l'shloch L'rei M'shubach, right? The more you send, it's praiseworthy. Bim Einlo, and if the guy is very poor, so he finds someone else, Machli from Chavero, he can swap meals. That's the Gemara. The same, that Gemara continues. And on Zayin Amaral, that I started before, continues on the bait. The two poor people, they switched meals. Zeshalech Lezesudos, or Zeshalech Lezesudos, or Kadele Kaim, Mishloch Manos, Ishloyehus. Anyway, here we have a bona fide mitzvah, and we'll classify it as a mitzvah, either Abonon, because it's not in the Torah, even though it's mentioned in Kisar Kodesh, you know, it's mentioned in the Tanakh, it's in Megillas Esther, but the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah writes in his introduction, Yesh b'chlolon, in these four prakim, Megillah and Chanukah, Shtei mitzvahs asei midivrei sofrim, there are two mitzvahs asei midivrei sofrim, in a min a minyan, they don't count in the Taryag mitzvahs, because the Rambam doesn't count anything that's not actually written in the Torah in the Taryag mitzvahs. Fine. So clearly we have a mitzvah midirabonon with regards to Purim, the mitzvah midirabonon, there seems to be a mitzvah to give shalach manas. So the question is, so why is there no bracha when we give shalach manas? After all, the Rambam tells us earlier in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us about the fact that in general, before the performance of a mitzvah, we have to recite a bracha. But like we've spoken about it a couple times this year, over lasiyosam, and some, what if you didn't do it before? But fine. But the Rambam tells us there that this is not only true of mitzvahs in the Torah, but the Rambam says very openly, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol ha-mitzvah shein midivrei sofrim. Similarly, all mitzvahs that are drabbanan. Bein mitzvah sheichob midivreihem, when it's an obligation to do something, kegon mikra megillah, v'adlokas ner b'shabbos, v'adlokas ner chanukah, these are all mitzvahs in drabbanan, which we're obligated to do. So whether it's that category of mitzvahs, or bein mitzvah she'enon chovah, or if it's a mitzvah, you don't have to do it, right? You don't have to run after to do it. For example, kegon eruv. When you want to make an eruv, so you don't have to make an Erev, just if you want to carry, you have to have an Erev. So no mitzvah to make an Erev, you're not just carrying. Or, on the tilas you're dying. You don't have to have bread, right? So there's no mitzvah to wash, but if you're going to have bread, you have to wash. So these are all drabbanans. So Ram says, yeah.
Look at a parallel mitzvah where it involves an interaction between two people.
Totally, we'll come to that point in a second. We'll see about that shortly. But the Rambam is saying, hold the thought. The Rambam is saying that all these mitzvah drabbanans, Mikra Megillah, and Ne'er Shabbos, and Ne'er Chanukah, and Erev, and until Sadaim, all these mitzvahs, Mivorech al HaKol, Kodam, L'Asiyosam, Asher, Kedushanam, Zosar, B'Tzivanu, Lassos. You make a bracha before doing this mitzvah, Asher, Kedushanam, Zosar, B'Tzivanu, whatever the mitzvah is. Right? And the Rambam says, Heichan, Tzivanu, B'Torah, but wait a minute, how can you say such a thing? What do you mean, Asher, Kedushanam, Mitzosar, B'Tzivanu? He sanctified us and he commanded us. He did? Where? Not in the Torah. Where did Hashem ever command us to light Chanukah candles? Or to read the Megillah? No, so it's not in the Torah. That's not my question or the Rambam's question. That's the Gemara in Shabbos asked that question with regards to the Chanukah. The Gemara answered, we have Psukim, and the Rambam quotes one of them. Actually, one of the Gemara doesn't mention, but not our problem now. He says, Shekosuba asher yomu l'cho ta'aseh. Okay, we're commanded to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell us. And he therefore says, Nimtzah, that it comes out, is that the mitzvah is Kahu, Asher Kedishanu Mitzosav, Hashem sanctified us in his mitzvahs, Shetziva Bohen Lishmoa Me'elu Shetzivon Lahadak Ne'er Shachanaka, Olikos Samas Megillah. He commanded us to listen to those who told, whoever told us to light Chanukah candles and read the Megillah. That's what it means. So you have to make a bracha, and V'chein Sha'ar Kol HaMitzvahs from the very self, and likewise all other drabbanans. So, if that's the rule, so our question, why is there no chiyuv to make a bracha before we deliver our first shalach manos a day? We should say, we get the guy's door, we say, bracha atashma kemahama shekir lishan samasvano, lishalach manos, or al mishalach manos, whatever exact nusach it would be. Why is there no such bracha? This is not my question either. This is raised by the Prima Gadim, And the Megadim is in Orachaim Simon Tofresh Tadi Beis. He's actually commenting on something the Magen Avraham says in Sivkot Nalav. The Magen Avraham says, we know this din. Many times the rabbi in the shul reminds people of it. That reminds people that in Purim morning, when the Bal Kori is about to make the three brachas on a Megillah, so the rabbi often announces, when you hear the Shechayano, have in mind that the Shechayano counts not only now for the reading of the Megillah, but for the rest of the mitzvahs of the day also. Right, the Shechayanu in the morning covers all the mitzvahs you're going to do that day. One Shechayanu covers Mikra Megillah and the Suda and then Mishloach Manos and the Tanis of Yonim. So the Magen Avraham says, well, what would be if a person for some reason doesn't have a Megillah? He's somewhere, he gets stuck someplace where there's no Megillah. But there's another Jew, then he's got food. So he's going to Mekayin the mitzvah Shalach Manos, he just can't be Mekayin the mitzvah Megillah. So should he say a separate Shechayanu? Because you can't say he'll be Yotzeh the Shechayanu when he reads the Megillah, because he's not reading the Megillah. You're not going to hear a Shechayanu. So Magen Avraham says, nope. We don't do that. That far we don't go. You don't say so. You forego the Shechayanu. You would not, yeah.
How can a Shechayanu?
Well, Shechayanu is because the bracha, next text of the bracha is Shechayanu Kimanu Yanu Lazman Hazeh. You have preserved us and kept us alive to this time. So one could say whatever is in the category of Lazman Hazeh, this time frame that we're now in, so it's covered. You know, covers all the activities. Okay, so that's what Magen Avraham says. But we don't go so far as to say that if there's no Megillah, that you'll make the Shechayanu. Why not? Because he says, because you see, there is no separate bracha on Shalach Manas at all. There is no separate bracha when giving the Shalach Manas. End of Magen Avraham. So ask the Prima Gadim, and why not? It's very nice that Magen Avraham tell us that. We know that.
Bob,
it's not true. Yeah.
Beyond the question,
yeah.
Why there are no brachot in general.
Good, so we're going to get to that momentarily. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Or at least according to one. Yeah, right, hold the thought. We'll see. We're going to try and put everything together and come to what I thought was an interesting conclusion, I hope. The Prima Gadim raises the question in the Eishal Avraham, that's his commentary on the Magen Avraham, as we pointed out many times in the past. Again, as I mentioned, it's Siman Tof Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Cotton Aleph. So he says as follows, the Prima Gadim. He says, Tofresh Tzadi Beis. So what is it, a different edition? Okay. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Yeah. He says, and that Hainu she'ein mevarchet, ein mevarchet asher kiddushan and tzavitzon l'shloch manos. We don't make a bracha asher kiddushan and tzavitzon l'shloch manos. Who adin matanas avyonu? Likewise, don't make a bracha matanas avyonu. And then he mentioned, who adin stalker? Also, stalker. What about all year long? Forget about Purim. What about stalker? You give stalker to a poor person. Also, ein mevarchet. Okay. Why? So he says, because hocha she'ha mitzvah bishnehem. Whenever you have a mitzvah that involves another person, shemelo yirtzeh chaver v'ani lekablam. Maybe the other guy won't want to accept it. I've never known that to happen with an ani, but maybe it would happen. Maybe the guy's offended. And he comes to your door, you expect to give $100, and he gave you $5. I'm not taking it. He walks out. So you never know. Maybe the ani won't take the gift. Maybe the ani won't take the stock. And maybe the person you bring shalach manos to, will come to his house, and he tells you, thank you very much, but he's got a whole table full of hamantashen already, and it's 30 days till Pesach. So what do you do with all these hamantashen? Thank you very much, I don't need any more shalach manos, right? The person says, and then what will happen? It'll be brachah levatala, right? The guy comes to the door, I made the bracha, I can't talk. You know, you got to accept my shalach manos. The guy said, thank you, I don't need any shalach manos. So therefore, says the Prima Gadim, since it's a possibility, you don't know. It involves another party. You don't know how the other person is going to respond. The other person may not accept the shalach manos, may not want it. Same with Stocky, may not take it. So therefore, whenever you have a mitzvah that involves the participation or needs the participation of another person, so then, Taka, you don't say a bracha. So that's the Prima Gadim says here too. Finished. Oh, so this is exactly, and it's a sickle pella, why the Prima Gadim didn't quote, but this is exactly a Tshuvas HaRashba. There's a famous Tshuvas HaRashba, we've spoken about a few times here as well. It's Chelek Aleph in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Simon Yudches. Rashba was asked this question. Lama ein mevarchen ala mitzvahs kulon. Why don't we make brachas on every mitzvah? We sort of think automatically, make a bracha on a mitzvah. But if we stop to think for a moment, there are many mitzvahs that we do, we don't make a bracha. He says, for example, go on Hamalva es Chavero. There's a mitzvah we spoke about the other Motzei Shabbos. Mitzvah to lend money to somebody in need. In Kesef Talves Hami, in Parashat Mishpatim. When im doesn't mean if, it means when. You have to. So how come before lending money, you should make a bracha? It's a regular mitzvah in the Torah. It's counted on the Rambam's list, and the Chinas list. It's a regular mitzvah. So how come there's no bracha? Or about
it can be.
What?
That
yeah, right. I think somebody says that. Okay. But anyway, I saw it somewhere. All right, Vatoin. Oh, I mentioned it. Vatoin emo. What? It's only if you're wondering why you have so much money, it's to lend other people. That's the if. Yeah. Okay. Right. So that's part of the problem. But and it also, for example, it's a tartoin emotes, and it's called precotina. A lot of guys' animal collapses, so you have to help him load up his animal. It's also a mitzvah in the Torah, regular mitzvah in the Torah. So how come there's no bracha? So the Rashi writes, "Zu tshuva amuka, zu sheila amuka." This is a deep question. This is a loaded question. The Dover Shamdu Allah Rishonim. The Rishonim asked this. Now the Rashi is a Rishon. He means the people even before him, right? The Rishonim, the early people raised this question. How come there are some mitzvahs we make bracha? What's the rule? What's the guidelines here? When do we make a bracha on a mitzvah? When do we not make a bracha on a mitzvah? So he says, here's my rule, and he says as follows. Ela kol mitzvah she'ein bo maisa ein bracha halel. One rule he says, if there's no action, you don't do anything, you're like canceling loans, where you don't do anything, there's no mitzvah. And then he says, v'chein, this is for us. Ein mevarcha on mitzvah she'ein atluya kula biyad ha'oseh. You don't make a bracha if the mitzvah is not totally dependent on the one performing the mitzvah. I put on tefillin, so it's my mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin, it doesn't impact anybody else. I put on tzitzis, whatever. I'm the one doing the mitzvah. I don't need anyone else's participation. Why? You give gifts to an eved. Whenever you have a mitzvah that requires somebody else to accept something from you, so then you don't make a bracha, anything like that, you don't make a bracha. So therefore, according to this Rashba, that's really what the Prima Gadam is saying. I don't know why the Prima Gadam didn't quote the Rashba, probably didn't, but it's basically the same terrors. You don't say on Mishloach Manos the same thing, because it involves another person. And the Rashba's golden rule is, whenever you have a mitzvah that involves the participation of somebody else, don't make a bracha, finish, end of discussion.
However, answer why you don't have a bracha on
Yeah, because the guy may not kill you at the end.
Yeah.
Right, that's the old joke.
That's the old
yeshiva joke, that a guy was captured by a terrorist or whatever it was, about to be shot. So he makes the bracha is the Kaddish Shmo Barabim, and just then the soldiers come in, they kill all the terrorists, this guy's, made a bracha, what am I supposed to do now, can't talk. Okay, anyway, but that's what the Rashba says here, the guy always may refuse, and the Prima Gadam says the same terrorists. The only problem is as follows. The Marsham, the Sefer Das Torah, on that same Siman Or Chaim, some tough phrase study bays, writes in Sif Aleph, the Ayin of Prima Gadim, the same Prima Gadim we saw, right? He says, it's a good answer except for one problem. And that is that it seems that the Ramah is going to throw a monkey wrench into this. Because he says, look what the Ramah writes, and early, this we're looking at some tough phrase study bays, the Ramah a little bit like that. The Ramah says, the Ramah writes in tough phrase study hey, listen to the Ramah. Following comment, surprising. Ramah says, "V'im sholeach monos l're'ehu, v'hu eino rotze l'kablam." If somebody sends shalach monos to somebody else and the other guy won't take it, omochalo says Ramah, yotza. Ramah paskins yotza anyways. So ask the Maharsham. There goes the Prima Gadam's teretz, because the Prima Gadam's whole teretz based on, he doesn't quote the Rashba, but based on the idea of the Rashba, that you don't say a bracha when somebody else is involved, participation is involved. Technically speaking, says the Marsham, quoting this Ramah, you don't need that guy's participation.
But now you put okay? The
what's that? Yeah.
It's a mitzvah
of the you did still bring it. That's an interesting thought. That's a good question. But you understand the Das Torah's kasha, the Marsham's kasha? He says the Prima Gadam's svara won't work according to the Ramah, who holds that if the guy's mochel, so you yotze anyways. So then you don't really need that other person's participation. So now we're back to our question. How come you don't say a bracha? Don't tell me it's because it involves another person. According to Ramah, technically it doesn't involve another person. That Ramah. Now, I have to mention that Ramah is not universally accepted. Okay? The Prichodosh there, on that same simon, in Tafresh Tzadihei, says four words. I won't read inside, I'll say it about that. Tema, dezeh minayin lo. That's the Prichodosh. Where in the world does he get that from? What do you mean, you yotze if you... Who said that? Where does that come from? Prichodosh obviously disagrees. Prichodosh obviously holds that the guy has to accept it.
The Rashi, the Mishnah,
yes, says it also. Oh, really? Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I saw that the carbon... that's interesting. Oh, that's what you told me. Uh-huh. Rash in the Mishnah. And the Mizraim somewhere. By Truma's
Don't tell me
By Truma, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. So, all right, but Lamai, so we have a certain in terms of the post game of Mahogas Ramon and Prichodesh. The truth is, where did he get it from? So, the Korban Asano on the Rosh in Megillah, Perak Aleph, Simon Zion, it's Oz Tes in the Korban Asano. So he quotes this Ramon, because of a Prichodesh Tamer de Zeminayin Lo, he's I'll tell you where it comes from. He quotes a Gemara in Nidorim on Dafsamach Gimel and Beis. And there it's a Mili Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. A guy wants to give his somebody, wants to mechaber another person. And he says, if you don't accept this from me, I'm going to put, you know, I'm going to cone him that he can't touch any of my stuff. Right? He says very forcefully, or I want your son to accept this gift and so on. So the Gemara says as follows. I'm reading now from the Korban. I won't look at the Gemara inside, but the Korban Asana quotes it. I looked it up. It's a correct quote. Not surprising, of course, right? So he says, Omer lechaver, kone him ein atah bov, no telebin chakur echad shel chitin. Right? I want you to come and take a pound of chitin, whatever, a ton of chitin. Ustei chavis shoyayin, and 2 barrels of wine. Says the Mishnah over there, Sama Gimel and Beis Nidorim, Harei ze yochol lehofer nidro, shalo al pichocham. That neder can be canceled without the, you know, bez and everything. The yomer lo, because the guy will say to him, kluma marta elvif nechlodi. The other guy says, why are you giving this to me? You want to be mechabed me, right? So, okay, hareini mechubad. Okay, I consider myself honored. Thank you so much. You don't have to bring me bottles of wine and barrels of you know, wine and bushels of wheat and so on. It's okay, thank you. I'm mechel, right? You wanted to be mechabed me, says the Korban Asana, quoting the Gemara. Zehu kvodi. That's my cover. Thank you. I appreciate it, right? V'chosam harashbo, and he says the Rashbo, presumably the Rashbo in there in the Dharma, I looked it up and didn't find it, but he says, Atam, de bekiyam ha-maisa shachun emar ke'ilu iskabalti. Because I can say ke'ilu iskabalti. I'll view it as though I received it, right? I accepted it. Shafilo hoyo mekabum en hoyo ha-haxilo, says the Covenant Son, listen, if the guy gave it to me, am I allowed to give it back to him? Yes. All right, he wants to give me this whole big present, so he gives me the present. Am I allowed to give it back? Yes. So if I give it back to him, as he says, in Cain, let's look at it as though you gave it to me. Thank you very much. I'm terribly honored. Here it is. And we can save you having to schlep it. In other words, so says the Korban Asano, that's possibly the mokka for the Ramah. Because you see, let's say the guy gave me the Shalach Masa. If I like to give it back, I can give it back. That's mine. That's a present. I give it back, right? So therefore, the Korban Asano is saying that the Ramah may be right. You can be more prichodesh. One is where he gets it from. Maybe he gets it from this Gemara in the Dharm. Okay, I have to look. There might be showing him who disagree, but at least the Korban Asano is saying there's a mokka, Mekorah Torah, from a Gemara in the Dharm. Now, the truth is, the Maram Shik, and others say it's not exactly the same. His Kabbalti is different, but for our purpose now, we'll keep it simple. And that is that the Svara of the Ramah is that a person has the right to say, why am I giving this guy Shalach Manas? Because I want to chabit him. I want him, my friend. I want to give him a nice pineapple, or a nice bottle of wine, whatever they give him to chabit him, because we're so friendly. So he says, thank you. I have enough fruit. I have a whole table full of hamantash and erev pesach. So I don't need any more. Thank you. That's a covenant, it's okay, right? So therefore, if that's the case, that could be the Svara of the Ramah. But if that's the case, then we're back to our question, why is there no bracha? You don't need the participation of the second person. Can't answer like the Prima Gadim said, like the Rashbo. That's the kasha of the Das Torah. So, we have to look into some other Tirutzim. The Sri Deish.
But you take for granted that the Mishachanot is a kind of mean to a goal.
Okay.
Not the mitzvah of the faith, it's
good. We'll see. We'll come to that. We'll come to that momentarily. We're trying to define what Shalach Manas is. The Sri Deish gives a tarot to this kasha. It's Chelek Beis in the Shalach Manas, Sri Deish Sin and Memvav. Sri Deish raises this question. He says, Bepurim Zeh, this is in Tafshin Tes. Okay, he writes, Bepurim Zeh, your heart, this Purim, I was thinking about this question, Bekushas Achronim, the big kasha, Loma Ein Mevorcha on the Shalach Manas, according to the Rashba, that the whole reason you don't make a brocha on stock is Shemel Yikabel. All right, so he gives three terutzim. I'm going to read one, three, and then two. Answer number one. Over emes nira she'ein kavonas harashbo de'ika lamecha shemalei kabel usei b'chosel v'atolo. The Rashbo doesn't mean to say that we're afraid the guy won't take it and there'll be a brachal v'atolo. The Mayoma, you said it before, Lemisha no sin l'oni ha-mevakesh nedova. What if the guy comes and he asks, I want something? Then he can't say, I'm afraid he won't accept, unless I say he'll be offended by the little amount. But usually, a guy asks for nedova, he's going to take whatever you give, so then you should have to make a bracha. Rashbo. So he says that's not what Rashbo really means. Even though it is what he says, but he reads the Rashbo like this. Ela kavanoso she'ein mevorchin al mitzvah she'ein atluya ba'osa hamitzvah levado ela gamacher. It's just a rule. It's a rule. It's not the well because he might refuse it. It's a general rule. Whenever a mitzvah involves the participation or requires the participation of somebody else, there is no bracha. And he says, I thought about that. Someone else says, what do you want, Mila, right? But at least Mila, there's a passive act. But Kedushin is a good question. Hold on a second. I just want to read, though. He brings a shtickle of eye. He says, V'efshus mitamzeh ein mevorchen al nesinas truma lakoin. You know, there's two stages to truma. Hafroshes truma, you separate the truma. That there is a bracha, but there's no bracha when you give it to the kohen. Why not? According to some mona hamitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah hafroshah, a mitzvah nesina. So how can there's no bracha nesina? Ashegam nesina he mitzvah kamar hafroshah mevarchen. That's the reason he says. As far as I was thinking about kiddushin, okay. The truth of the matter is, the Rambam in the end of Per Gimel Hilchos Ishus, Halachah Gimel Kiddushin in Hilchos Ishus, said that, so the Rambam says you make the bracha before. Before giving the ring or whatever is of value. The Raivid there does say we don't make the bracha before, we make the bracha after, because maybe she won't accept it. So even though he doesn't go so far as to say we eliminate the bracha, but he said, now, there also we could say Kiddushin according to some, and not the Rambam, won't work for the Rambam, but according to some, the bracha of Brichas Erison is a Brichas Shevach. The whole tumult of whose bracha, who says the bracha. Right? Does it have to? Is it really the Chosin's bracha? You know, by us now we have the so-called Misara Kedushin, the rabbi, or the uncle, the grandfather, someone makes the bracha. Why is that? Some say, well, it's really the Chosin's bracha, but we don't embarrass the Chosin. It's hard enough for some Chassanim to get out the Harayat and Kedushin. They're so nervous. They have to say this long bracha. He's standing under the chuppah with all the cameras rolling. Says, fun for the bracha. Forget it. Let someone else say it. The rabbi said the bracha, not embarrassed. And then we make a rule, even if the Chosin himself is very knowledgeable, we make a low plug. Like we have by Mikra Bikurim. That's a mocker for that. By Mikra Bikurim, the Mishnah says that they made a rule that the Kohen always is Makri. The Kohen always reads the Parsha Bikurim. Even why? Because many farmers were so embarrassed they didn't speak Hebrew well, so they stopped bringing Bikurim. Because they didn't want to have to say the Parsha Bikurim and stumble and break their teeth over the Parsha. So they made a rule that the Kohen reads everybody. It could be the biggest Baldikto, so the Kohen's going to read it for you also. It's the same thing here. But others say the Shal doesn't get off the ground because it's a brichas shevach anyway, so it doesn't really belong to the chosin, it belongs to anybody who's there. And that's a different discussion. But getting back to Aristotle, huh? It's a brachan isser, also another discussion. Anyhow,
what was Mila's exemption?
Well, Mila, I thought maybe because there the child's a passive, you know, it doesn't do anything. I mean, almost like a chetzer shal nisim. And maybe, huh? The second brachas, lach nisim b'vishav avinu, I think Alam Mila would be Alam Mila also. There been a time I thought it says about a second bracha. I have to look it up. I think the Ravid, that same Ravid, I didn't look into this now, but I think that same Ravid, the Chosisha says, V'chein brachas lachniso, the two brachas by me, lachniso, but maybe right after that look, I don't remember. Okay, anyway, so getting back to the Sweet Ace, says, nope, it's not a kasha, the Rashbo's rule is not because the guy won't accept it, the Rashbo's rule is because there is no, I don't know, okay, the Rashbo's rule is that there is no bracha when the mitzvah involves somebody else. Well, maybe there are exceptions, but that's his golden rule. Therefore, there's no bracha by Shalach Manas either. It doesn't matter that he can be, you don't need the other guy to receive it, because that wasn't the basis of Rashbo's principle. Okay. Then he gives another teretz, Od Nir Lil Chadesh, and in my opinion, is a big fish, but he says it. Shemishloch Manos hi be'emes mitzvah tmidis b'chol hashana. There's a mitzvah to give people food all year long, anytime during the year. I'm just reading what he says. V'rak b'purim mitztavino l'kayim b'fol mitzuzu k'dei sh'nizkor b'chol hashana. We do it on Purim, but really to remember that we should have this relationship with people all year long. K'derech shanu korim parsha zohar k'dei sh'nizkor kol hashana. Just like we read parsha zohar, but it covers it the whole year. It's a tremendous chiddush, but I think he may mean as follows. It's interesting that, I don't know, maybe. Okay, maybe it'll be the same thing. I'll tell you something. It's interesting because the truth of the matter is, Shalach Manas appears in Tanakh somewhere else besides by Megillas Esther, by Purim. It's mentioned by Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitzah, the pasuk says, Shilchu Manas Le'ein Nochamo, Ki Kadosh Erem La'Doneinu. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitzah, talking about Erev Tavshilin, brings that pasuk up. Apparently there was a tradition to give food on other occasions also. So maybe it's not a unique din to Purim. It's like a mitzvah tmidis, and he says Yaduah Masha Kazbar is a rule. She mitzvah she tmidis ain't lahepsek ain't revarchan aleha. Rav Sternberg says something somewhat similar in the Sefer Moedim Zmanim in Chelek Beis. Siman Kuf Peches.
So what's he saying? That
there's no brocha on ongoing.
So what the Megillah is instructing us to do is only on them, on the.
We do it today, but there's really a general obligation.
So the Megillah is only repeating the general obligation.
Somehow, yeah, it's a chiddush. It's a, he says nearly a chachar. I agree, but I will do a certain.
You know, it's the Megillah itself.
Purim is a training session.
Right, for the whole rest of the year. It gets you in the right.
The
okay. The Rav Sternbach writes in Siman Kuf Peches of Volume Bays, the Modem Uzmanim, he says, he's discussing other mitzvahs that have no brocha, like Kibbutz of Aim is also no brocha, so that's what he's discussing. He says, nachon leka brocha manos, shirak betfilin tzitzis shofar velulav, debeli tzivu ha-torah lo shaychi klal tiknu nusach ha-brocha. When is there a brocha? A brocha is done on a mitzvah, which... you would never dream up on your own. Nobody, if it hadn't been in the Torah, nobody would ever take a black box, put something inside, and wrap it around your hand. It's not something any of us would come up with. We only do it because it says in the Torah, right? So mitzvahs like that, tefillin, tzitzis, shofar, lulav, no one's going to take a plant and wave it in different directions on a holiday. The only reason we do it is it says in the Torah. There you have a mitzvah. But he says, avo mishloach manos gam b'li ha-mitzvah. Adam osu ushloach havera manos. People send people food all the time. Right? I mean, it's the most common thing. I mean, Rachman Aslan, it's a nice thing, but it's almost too much. Somebody gets sick, all the neighbors bring over food, right? I mean, it's like, you know, there's a base oval, it's like, I mean, there's in the extra refrigerators, because there's some people want to help. So the first way you help somebody is you bring a food over, right? Or it's a birthday, it's this. People always bring you food, cakes, and, you know. So that's a common thing. People do it all the time. So it's not something that's unique. So he says, therefore, al kelo tiktum azeh brocha. There's no brocha. That's what the Magen Avraham means. People bring Shalach Manos. He quotes that Magen Avraham that we mentioned at the beginning. People on Erev Shabbos bring each other food, right? Someone will send a kugel over, somebody's got a piece of cake over, right? So it's not unique to Purim. So it's not exactly the same as the Sweet Asia is saying. That the Sweet Asia is saying it's like a mitzvah to me this, but I think it's maybe the same idea. There's an Indian that people give food all the time. So therefore, it's a mitzvah tmidis. That's the Sweet Asia's idea. So it doesn't get a bracha that way. And Sternbach is a little variation. He says, not that a mitzvah tmidis, but it's not something that stands out as being unique. It's not, you know, tzitzis, tefillin, shofar. These are things that we would never do on our own. But something we do on our own doesn't get a bracha. So it's a slight variation.
Well,
so those
are two.
Right, right, correct. That's what it's like. Correct. Yeah, which one, right, correct. Correct. Okay, but I'm saying it's the reason I brought it in, because the Sweet Age is saying that it's not just unique to Purim. There's people give food, you know. All right, the third answer that he gives is very interesting. This really touches the heart of Shalach Manos. It's really the second one he gives, but I did it out of order. I'm going to come back now to the second answer. He says, ordinarily, Shemishloach Manos, what do we have Shalach Manos for anyway? He says, Shalach Manos who laharbis shalom v'ava v'reis. You said this is now what you were saying. Shalach Manos is not really an end in its own right. The essence of Shalach Manos is that people should have a friendship, a relationship with each other. It's Purim, you know, the whole idea, Haman had a taina, Yeshno am Echad Mefuzo Mefor, the Jews, they argue with each other, they fight with each other all the time, right? We can understand why maybe he came to that conclusion. But Purim, we get together, wow, everybody's eating from everyone else, and we bring the gifts and so on. It's to bring Shalom and Reyes. And he says, Ine, Asher b'chol ha-mitzvahs, Gadol ha-mitzvah osam avorchem v'tzivonu. Usually we say Gadol ha-mitzvah, we say v'tzivonu. Mishloach manos tov shi'itein miritzono ha-chavshi. Shalach manos, you don't want to say, it's like, I don't really want to give anything to this guy, but there's a mitzvah in the Torah, here. Right? I'm saying, that's not the spirit of Shalach manos. The spirit is dafka not to say v'tzivonu. The spirit of God is I should feel that I'm close to you, so I want to give you something, meritzoni, hachavshi, my own free will. Not because when I say, imagine, I have it next to a neighbor, so I walk over, look, you know, it's like I'm saying, I got to do it, it says in the pasuk, here, happy Purim, right? That's much not so nice. Now, it's much nicer to say, not vitzivano, I'm not really doing this because vitzivano, I'm duty bound, there's a law in the books, I got to do it, right?
It's like there was
that's spontaneous. That's spontaneous, right? Right, spontaneous. Good. Same idea. So he says, so it's Shalach Manos says, mitoch, we're supposed to be mitoch regesh, so ava, right, so the feelings of ava, lachiva ivri, vimunosein raka pitzivui, hu mafchis midas ava. That's lessening the midas ava. V'chenedin v'tztokeh. Shemu Alosim, we talk Rachmanos, or we talk Abizol, Tov Yosim, we should know some, we talk Tzimu Kriya. And then he gets philosophical, he tells him to take a look in the Rambam and Shemona Prok, where the Rambam discusses the Machokas with the philosophers, what's better, to do a mitzvah because you're commanded to do it, or do it because it's your, you know, it's your Ratzon HaPrimi and so on. But anyway, so that's this answer to Sweet Asia. Sweet Asia is saying that the whole essence of Shalachmanos is to bring about Ava and Shoam, that people should get along with each other. So to say Vitzivonu is to somewhat cheapen it. That's the Sweet Age. It's interesting, as we will into before, so the Torah Tmima has another Torah Tmima, Rabbeinu Bachai. There's a long Rabbeinu Bachai, we spoke it out once, I think, the long Rabbeinu Bachai in the end of Shlach, by the midst of Tzitzis, where he discussed this whole issue, of, and he discussed in the Karakamach also, whether they are, when they are brachas, when they're not brachas. So the Torah Tmima writes as follows. It's in Shmos, Parakom Dal, Parashat Mishpatim, Os Lamed. Right, all these things, right? There's no bracha on Hashanah Saveda either. Right, it's a mitzvah, right? No bracha on Bikacholim. It's a mitzvah, right? So he says, the Harbei Tamus Rosh Hamazol Adaiti Nira Pasher Mishum De Bichlal Loshon Habracha Sher Kiddushon Tzavet Tzivano. It's a slight variation of what we just said. More the mitzvah Zushon Osem Anu Mekudoshim Umivdolim Mishar Umos. That gets back to the mitzvah Sichlius. What's the idea? What does the phrase mean? Asher kiddushanu. You sanctify. What does kiddusha always mean? Sanctifying, but meaning separate. You've separated us from others, right? Bekidash ato v'chartanu v'kalamim, bekidashtanu mitzosecha. Right? You've made us different. So wait a second. So when you have a mitzvah, for example, ben ona lamakom, kigon, kimo tfilin, v'tzitzis, v'sukkah, v'lulah, v'chadomeh, she'ena no hagim be'umus. No other nation does that. There are no other nations wrapping straps on their arm, right? So then we can say, Asher Kedushan Suozono. But by mitzvah Allah Chavero, lots of people do it. By Goyim, they're all sick of charity. Right? Non-Jews are all sick of charity. Non-Jews also visit the sick. Non-Jews also care for the ill or whatever, for the invalids. Not just Jewish, right? And same thing with giving food. I mean, non-Jews also give food. They also give probably, you know, the Havdil and their holidays, they're always also giving presents, fruitcakes, or whatever other people give, you know, holiday time. They also give each other gifts. People exchange gifts. Right, so that's not unique to the Jews. So says the Torah Tamima. Therefore, we don't make a brocha because this is like Dr. Balzan said before. It's a mitzvah sichlis. This is something which doesn't separate us in any way from the goyim. They do that also. We have to do it too. So we do it because it's also a mitzvah. So it's not exactly the same way the Sweet Asia saying we kind of cheapen the. It was in. If you want to look at that one, it was Chelik based in Mevavon. But so it's not exactly like the Sweet Age says, but it's also a similar type of svara that, you know, it's an idea of giving gifts, it's being shown to people and good feelings. So that's not unique to being Jewish. That's the Torah Tamim's approach. Finally, in this connection, and then we'll get to two other punchlines. But there's a sefer called Mishmeres Chaim, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlita from Mattersdorf. So they have a little sefer. They put out three volumes in one, and then they put it out, and you can get it in three separate volumes, but now they get it in one volume too. So he has like little ha'oras. So in the Purim section, Os Hey, he writes as follows: our problem. He says, Hey, be Rashbo. He quotes the Rashbo we started with, and it's a problem because why don't we make a bracha on Shalach Monos? Because the Rambam says you don't need the other person's participation. Say our whole issue. He says, V'nira lomar, dehine etzem ha-mitzvah in Shalach Monos, eino ha-shiluach greda. The mitzvah of Shalach Monos is not just sending somebody food. El laharbo shalom bein ish l're'eu, but to bring shalom bein ish l're'eu. V'zeu tam ha-ramoi. He says, that gufa is the reason. Why does the Ramos say you can be yotzei even if the guy is mochel? Where does it come from? That Pichadosh is right. What do you mean? The mitzvah to give Shalach Monos. The mitzvah to give Shalach Monos. What do you mean you can be mochel? And the guy's yotzei anyways. No, that goof is the reason. The af im lo yikable im yikayim mitzoso the ena mitzvah masa shaleach re'eu monos. The mitzvah is not that I gave this guy a piece of meat and a pineapple or whatever. Right? That's not the mitzvah. The guy has another hamantash, another bottle of wine. That's not the ikker. The ikker is ela b'mashem mar b'shalom b'mashem mar lo sherotze losas lo monos. I'm showing a guy something. There's an emotional bond here. That's what it is. Not the piece of a cake or, you know, a kugel or something like that. That's not what does it. What does it is the emotional bond here. And therefore, va'afim eino mekablein. Therefore, even if the guy doesn't accept him, the recipient doesn't accept him, still mikol mokom. Here b'shalom b'mashah shalach lo. Mission accomplished. He demonstrated his friendship by sending it. Oh, the guy didn't want it. Okay, says the Rama. Okay. He doesn't have to take it, because the ikar is not giving the guy a piece of cake and an orange. It's the feelings. And now, says of Scheinberg, another twist. The cave and chicane near the Loshayach Levorach Hazamitam Acher is another thing. The Beis Yosef says, I'll say it outside now because later, the Beis Yosef says in Simon Tov Lamed Beis, Hilchos Pesach, you know, it's almost 30 days before Pesach, start Hilchos Pesach. And why is there no brocha on Bitul Chametz? So the Beis Yosef says a golden rule. Anytime you have a mitzvah which is delayed, right, Bitul is delayed, there's no brocha. Whenever you have a mitzvah where the ikar is what's mental, what's inside, not an action, there's no brocha. That's the Beis Yosef says in Arachayim Simon Tov Lamed Beis on the tour. So Memela says of Chaim ben Scheinberg, or Scheinberg says, same thing here. If the ikar of Shalach Monas is what's belayed, and this good feeling and everything else, no bracha. Because not the action. The action of giving a box with food is not the issue. The issue is the shalom. That's what he says. But l'chein gabi b'shalach monas, keva da mitzvah u'mashem mar b'shalom, zel belayed, lo shaykh l'rochel, keva da mitzvah belayed. Well, that's the ads at the end. But that's all well and good where the guy who refused to accept it did it out of friendship. But he says if the other guy slam the door in your face and says, I don't want to, I would never take anything you give me, or says, you know, nasty. Then he said, even the Ramo would have to admit that you're not yotzei in that case. You know, the guy threw him out of the house, you know, says, you did all these bad things to get lost. You know, that the Ramo wouldn't go so far. We're fine. But Memelas, we have these basic, there's a common denominator, all these terutzim. All these terutzim is that the ikar of the Shalach Monas is to create good feelings, so therefore it's because the mitzvah belayed, there's no bracha, or because it's something which is like a mitzvah sichlius, it's not different from the Jews, or like the Sweet Age says, the whole goal is to create shalom, so that's why you don't need the other. That's what the Rav Shamber said. That's why you don't need the other person's participation. So you have all of these reasons. Yeah, next question. Well, it's gonna be. But here there is a kiyum belayed, but I think here he says the essence is belayed. The goal, so to speak, is the creation of a bond, so to speak. Okay, so you have all these. These are some of the terutzim. Right. So, right, the kiyum, yeah, right, kiyum belayed, yeah. And this is all these terutzim with the Tar Tzmim and the Suryesh and the Shemesh Chaim, and all these are based on the fact that it's to generate Av of a Shalom, so that's why there's no Brocha, and that Gufa may be why the Ramos says you can be Mocha. The only question now is left is the following. Is that really true? Is that true? Is that why there's Shalach Manas? Why do we have Shalach Manas anyway? So the Yeshiva is a famous Machokas, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Manas Halevi. Shmuz Hadeshin doesn't seem to say that. Shmuz Hadeshin, in his Chuvas in Sin Kuf Yud Aleph, was asked the following question. Or he asked himself the following question. Yeah, Shmuz is regional. He said, Shmuz Hadeshin, most ladies not. But okay, but you know, the yeshivas, they say over this Chakir because a lot of different nafkaminas, la'alocha, it's a good pilpul topic. Shmuz Hadeshin, you know, asked himself these questions many times. Because he picked the issues he wants to talk about, so he phrased them as a shal and a chuvas. He says, "B'nei adam ha'shochel chaverim bepurim chalukim musdinim." What about I'm sending the guy food? I send him a new shirt. I buy the guy a new jacket. That's shalach manas. Is that okay? That's his question. He guy got the yotzin day mishalach manas olav. He writes, "Yiroi the ain yotzin b'hem. The nira tam the mishalach manas who kadei sheyehei lechol echad day v'day v'sipek lekayim hasa'uda." He says the essence of Shalach Manas is to make sure the part of the recipient has enough for his Suda, to enhance his Suda. That's what Shalach Manas is about. Okay, send a guy a new shirt or something like that, they got nothing to do with his Suda. And we see from the Gemara Taka that Shalach Manas and Suda always go together. That's why it's not okay this year, but next year, Mitzvah. Next year is a Purim on a Friday here, so you haven't heard to saw the old Purim and Shulosh, right? So what do? So in Yerushalayim, they'll read the Megillah on Friday just like we do. And Matanos Avionu always goes with Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says, because the Aniyim know to expect their donations with the Mikra Megillah. So on Friday is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avionu. Shabbos, they'll say Al Anisim, and they'll read Vayavar Malik, and, Al Anisim, and the davening, the benching. And then Sunday is going to be the Purim Suda, and Sunday is also going to be Mishrach Manas, because Mishrach Manas always goes, Shalach Manas always goes along with Purim Suda. So says the Shulchan Aruch, that's the idea of Shalach Manas. He doesn't say anything about shalom and friendship. It's all very nice. Like he was saying, shalach manas to enhance the guy's suda. By the way, that's why he's supposed to send food, not to at least one person, not just jelly beans and Hershey bars, because it'd be food that he could use at the suda. Yeah. Right, that was the suda, right? The same one, right?
But yeah. You know what? Based on even on his shita on his aura,
yeah.
You can say no. Food has a different element than clothing. For example, we have all the tekanas as far as drinking and eating, regarding right. What's the whole idea. because
to food separate.
Keeps food has a different level of kiruv than any other physical item. That's why all takanas
right related to separating
separating the goyim and the Jews. Well, only by food. It was, there's no takanas by giving gift.
Right.
Food.
Okay. It's a good aura. Right. Just not on the holiday. Right. But okay. It's a good aura. Okay. But anyway, sure, hold that for 1 second also, and we'll come back. And I think you may be right. In the yeshivas again, they say this is the Shumas Hadeshin, and the other sheet is the Manos Halevi. Who's the Manos Halevi? Rav Shlomo Halevi Alkavitz, who is better known as for a different one of his works, known as L'chad Dodi. He's the author of L'chad Dodi. The Rosh HaTeva spell out Shlomo Halevi. He's in the time of the Mekubalim and Tzad. But in addition to L'chad Dodi, he also wrote something called Manos Halevi, Medrash Megillas Esther. It's a commentary on Megillas Esther. So, at the end, in Perek Tes, on Pasuk,
that era.
So he wrote, the best known, as I say, is the author of L'chad Dodi, but he also wrote this Sefer of Manos Halevi. So at the end, in Perek Tes, in the Megillah, Pasuk Yud Ches, New Tes, page Reish Ches, in this edition, there's only one edition around, he's one who says, no, Mishloach Manos Yisrael is why? Because Haman, we want to get all the Jews together, because Haman said, right, he says, Kemosh Ha'ayin Yonam Ki'ish Echad Lehikal Kol Echadim Chaveru. Hefech ish tzar ve'oyev loshen remiah ha'omer am echad mefuzar. It was a tikkun for Haman, Tain, and the Jews were all scattered and not together. So to repair that problem, we give Shalach Manos. And he mentioned, on the next page also, he mentions, right, Bereyus ve'achva. So he's the one who says, in the yeshivas, they say that's the two distinctions, the two definitions of Shalach Manos. Either it's for the Suda or it's for Shalom and Reyes. The truth is, now come back, you're saying it could be they're not really that far apart. The truth is that Deshan may be saying, maybe, I guess I said in the yeshivas and then in the Svarim.
I would separate it from the Suda. I would say it's close to the other reason. In other words, the Suda, to say it's connected only to the Suda
it's
not enough. Right. The Suda is not connected to the Suda because the whole idea is back to
Shalom and Reyes. That's nice.
Right.
I think you're right. I think the case can definitely be made that they're not really that far apart. Okay, and he's also saying it's Shalom Reyes. Shalom Reyes is manifested through sharing the Suda. Maybe that's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying too, because that's what separates, that identifies Jews. I think it's 100% correct. Nonetheless, I'm just telling you that in the yeshiva world and in the tshuvas and the swarm, those are the tshuvas that Deshan is, and they have all these hakiris that flow from there. Okay, so let's assume that it's not just, it's big people who make them, it's not just the yeshiva, and the chassam sofer says, it's a good ha'or, and I happen to agree. But anyway, so that's the tshuvas Deshan and the manos halevi. So now let's come back to our issue. So lamaisa, all these terutzim, we said before, from the Sridayesh and the Taratzminish, only work really if you're accepting the Manos Halevi. They all say, well, it's for Shalom and Reyes, therefore there's no bracha because the key and belay, whatever, it's a sichlis, whatever we want to say it. That's all odds good according to Manos Halevi. But according to Shumas Hadeshin, that parents isn't going to work. Okay, because according to Shumas Hadeshin, you can't give that answer. You can't say it because there is an action. You've got to give it, got to give them food for a Suda. However, luckily, according to Shumas Hadeshin, the question never begins. Because what was the whole problem in the first place? The whole problem in the first place was the Ramah who said that the guy's, the recipient is mochel, it counts anyway. That's got to be based on a Manos Halevi. Because according to the Tumas Hadeshin, what do you mean? If the mitzvah is to enhance the guy's suda, what do you mean you do your yotzeh if you didn't receive it? Why? The whole idea is to enhance the guy's suda, and you didn't. So Lamaisa, in other words, according to Tumas Hadeshin, you can go back to the original Rashbo. According to Tumas Hadeshin Taka, You know why I don't say bracha? Because you need the recipient to take it. So therefore, our only problem with that teretz was because our Amor says when you're mochel, therefore, you don't say anyway, and therefore you don't need the other person. But that's only I'll leave it amongst I'll leave it anyhow. So therefore, the terutzim will still work. You don't need the whole. It's really the Chassam Sofer who lines it up that way. The Chassam Sofer is the one who says in the tshuva, and again, I won't read inside now because it's late, but it's Chelek Arachaim Sum Kuf Tzadibov. The Chassam Sofer is the one who says. He says that Ramah's whole svar, he says that's the machokas of Ramah and the Pricharish. The Ramah who holds that if the recipient is mochel, the sender is yotze anyway, that's because he holds the Iker, Shalom, and Reyes, so that's accomplished even if the guy says no thank you. But the Pichorosh, who disagreed with the Ramah, is going a little bit of the Shumas Hadeshin, that the essence is you got to complete the guy's Suda, you got to enhance his Suda, so then he can't be Mochel. It can be Mochel, but the other guy won't be Yotzei if the recipient is Mochel. That's how the Chassam Sofer lines it up. And also, I'll just mention quickly, the Tzipesach Frank, you know, in the Purim, in the Mekorei Kodesh, Purim Siman Mem also has this, and he also lines it up that way. He says, really, everybody will work out. The Ramah is like the Monos Halevi, so he'll say, the Gam Kishalo Ein Rotz Al Kabel Yotze Meshalech Tarach Lomer the Lachain Ein Mevarchem Meshalach Monos Mishum Atam Shal Rambam. What he says is the Rambam. I don't have time to read the Rambam now, but the Rambam says in Perek Beis, in Perek Yud Aleph again of Hukos Brachas Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on mitzvahs with Allah Chavero, and that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, for the same reason, similar to what we said earlier, the Torah Tmima and the others, that it's not something that's necessarily unique to us. So he says the Ramah will hold like that approach. The Shmuz Hadash will work out with the Rosh Boy. He doesn't have to go away from the Rosh Boy. So he lines it up that way too. A little more, he says, but, you know, pass for another time. I just want to end with two other answers that I think are very, very interesting to this question, and that will end. There's a Sefer called Sefer Apirion, which was written by Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Sefer Apirion is his commentary on the Chumash. He has a commentary on the Chumash. So, and Parshas, huh? No, mostly both, a little bit of both. No, there's some halach in it. But anyway, in Parshas Tetzaveh, well, I haven't read that many pieces, but in Parshas Tetzaveh, at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, this week said he has on Parshas Zohar. So he raises the following question. I'll say it outside. The Rambam I mentioned before, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says it's better to spend more money on Matanos of Yonim than on Shalach Manos. We experience generally just the opposite, right? Around here, people get these fancy Shalach Manos with boxes and cellophane and papers and beautiful baskets and very nice. And then when Matanos of Yonim, they come to shul, there's a plate on the table and put $5 down. No, that's not really right. Really, the Rambam says you should spend more because that's the real simcha. Is the real simcha? The real simcha is the real simcha is to give to aniyim. So you should spend the matanos of yom. That's the real mitzvah. Asked the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He said that's very nice, but you know if you look in the pasuk that we started with, Meshach Manos is mentioned first. According to the Rambam, lechora matanos of yom should have been first. That's the ikur, and he should really should mention it first in the pasuk. So he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, you want to know what it is? He says, the best way to give tzedakah we know is to do it in a way that the ani is not embarrassed. So he says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, you know why we have to give shalach manas? Shalach manas is to cover up the fact that we're also giving matanos of yonim. What do you mean? He says, if on Purim there'd be just the mitzvah matanos of yonim, so everybody in town would go to the poor man's house with a few poor people with money, and it'd be very nice. But how embarrassing is that, right? The guy knows everybody's coming over. But if everybody in town is anyway going back and forth, bringing boxes and packages here and there, so who notices the guy, right? And who knows why I'm going to this house, why I'm going to that house? So Meshach Monos is like a cover for Matanos of Yonim. That's why it's mentioned first in the pasuk. We do it in order to be able to do Matanos of Yonim more properly. It's a very, very interesting chiddush.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful vote in Musar and on sensitivity to another person, right? It's a very beautiful vote. But, huh? Right. So it also answers our problem. That's why there's no bracha on Shalach Manos. Because there's no real mitzvah Shalach Manos. It's attached to Matanos Yonim. In effect, it's almost like a hechshon. I'm very creative. I'm not sure halacha ma'aseh, but you know, I thought it's a very interesting approach. He said it's not to embarrass the aniyim. So therefore, there's no bracha on Shalach. So I'm Matanos Yonim. I'm Matanos Yonim. There's no bracha because it's like tzedakah. Whatever tzedakah we'll give for tzedakah. The mele, there's no bracha on Matanos Yonim. There's not going to be no bracha on Shalach Manos. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried, author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So that's his parish. So that's another answer. Finally, I just want to mention something else, which I'm not...
There's minad.
Yeah.
Farbish minad. So the bet aved, you come and you put in zaka.
Yeah.
The big box that you put in your hand. And nobody knows if you care that you take.
Oh, you know, so I didn't know the sardines. I know that by boys, they used, by the yekas, they have also such a thing for when people need that, the big kupa for funerals. But they bring it, and if the family needs, you know, you just take it, and no one knows where to take it. They Yisrael Muslim. Oh, very interesting. Yeah, that's the highest place, one of the highest places to get stuck, is not that married. So Meshach Manos is like a cover-up. So that's why, he doesn't say anything about the bracha, I'm just extrapolating, maybe that's why there's no bracha. Finally, with this, we'll finish Mamish. So the Maratz Chayas also asked this whole kasha, Dav Zayin, Maratz Chayas and Megillah. So he says an unbelievable thing also, a tremendous chiddush. He says, and by the way, with the Apirion, you don't have to get involved with the Shmuz Hadesh, with the Monos Halevi, it's this kind of mitzvah, that kind of mitzvah, totally different. Okay. The Maratz Chayas says the following astounding statement. He says, you know...
I'm sorry, but then, but then when you have the situation where you split out the Suda and the
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That'll be a problem in Purim Mishulastaka. Good harem. A problem in Yerushalayim. Okay, most of the years it'll work. So I'm using stock. Okay. Again, the pashtus in the Gemara, Tzuras HaDeshen is right. I mean, it is connected to the Suda, but we have to say, I agree with what Henry said before, that even there it's for Solomon Reis. Okay, so what to think about. Finally, I just mentioned, I'll leave this food for the talk. I don't have this 100% worked out in my head either, but here's what the Maariv Chai says. Maariv Chai says, Nir Bein, Shailani Chocham Echad, I was asked by a certain Chocham, this same question, Maduan Eim Mevorchan Al Mitzvah Sayyidi Bekabbalah B'Shachmanos, Kemoshim Rochan Mecha Megillah, right? They make a Rochan Megillah, why not Shachmanos? Same question. And he says, don't tell me to Rashbo because it won't work out with the Ramah. The same alumnus we all had this evening. Here's what he says, unbelievable. He says, first he quotes someone who wants to say that it's only a minute, but he doesn't like that. He says, you want to know something? He says, you know why we don't say a bracha? He says, just like by Shechayanu. What did we say before by Shechayanu when we started? We said that the Shechayanu that you say on Mikra Megillah in the morning counts for Shachmanas too, right? So listen to what he says. He says, V'chein, he says like this. Similarly, just like by Shechayanu, it works for everything. Hasu'uda u'mishloach manos heim b'chlal brocha she'osa nisim. The brocha that you say in the morning, she'osa nisim, on Mikra Megillah, counts as shalach manos too. That's why it gets no brocha. And what's his svara? I think it's a big chiddush, but that's what he says. He says, again, v'chein hasu'uda u'mishloach manos heim b'chlal brocha she'osa nisim. The why? The rak mikoch hanes nischaibu b'mitzvah se'elu. U'poshet, he says. Why are we having this mitzvah? It's only because there was a nace. So when you say she'osa nisim, that includes everything that was generated by the nace, including the chiyuv of shalach manos. So the rabbi should also announce when he says you have in mind shechayanu, it counts. You also, and by the way, when you have she'osa nisim, you have in mind it counts the seuda and mikra megillah. That I mean, and the shalach manos. That's a true. Yeah. You should count also, right? Okay, good hour. But anyway, mikra megillah doing a mitzvah.
It's a big miracle.
Okay. I want to say something else, and I don't have it 100% necessarily because there's a kasha on it, but at least it's something to think about, and we'll leave with this. Maybe the Maariv Chai is, at least, I'm suggesting, at least the Derech HaJewish is driving at the following. When else do we say Shos HaNisim? On Chanukah, right? Those are the two times we say the Baruch Shos HaNisim, Chanukah and Purim. A common denominator of Chanukah and Purim is the notion of presuming Nisa. What is the Pursuim Nisa? Now, my problem is that they also bring up Pursuim Nisa with Arba Kosos, and this won't work for Arba Kosos. But I can give a chilek, but not for right now. What is Chanukah? What do we do Chanukah? Chanukah, we go outside. That's the original takana. It's the light candles outside, right? We take an activity that's normally done inside. Normally, we turn on. We have to remember, you know, we think of Chanukah candles. In the olden days, people lit candles every night. That's how they got light. Right, you came home at the end of the day, you lit a candle, like we turn on electric lights. So there was nothing special, per se, about lighting candles at night. People lit candles at night every night of the year, right? And Hanukkah, what they do? They took this candle outside. That's Pursuim Nisa, to go outside from your home and to go outside into the clear. What's Mishloach Manos? Also, you're going outside. What is Mishloach Manos eating? Mishloach Manos is food, right? People eat all the time. They feed every day of the year. What you do with Mishloach Manos is you go outside. Pursuim Nisa means to take something which is an ordinary indoor personal activity and now spread it beyond your home. You're publicizing something. You drive around Baruch Hashem in our community, Purim morning, you'll see cars back and forth with people, with kids, with costumes, riding. It's Pursuim Nisa. It's in some ways a bigger Pursuim Nisa than the menorahs on Hanukkah. I mean, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have in our communities, everybody, I mean, sometimes you can't get by. There's cars and people parked and running in and out, living, talking about it. It's beautiful. You're publicizing the days, just like you light in the Hanukkah. Or we light in the window, or we light on the porch, whatever. But it's the same kind of an idea. I mentioned, I think I once brought this up. I got a CD, someone gave me a CD of tshuvas by American Talmidei Chachamim from the first half of the 20th century. Most of the people never heard of. He had a lot of big rabbanim, or big Talmidei Chachamim, who ended up in far-flung places in the United States in the first half of the 1900s. And they were European trained in the yeshivas. In fact, you look in some, the Tziv has tshuvas to someone in Baltimore and to someone, I think, in Cleveland. You know, you had big Talmidei Chachamim. The Kobal Avelis was a rub out in Columbus, Ohio, of all places. Someone else in Denver. You know, people went to the big Talmidei Chachamim. So there were tshuvas written. So, for example, in this collection, there's a tshuva on the Coca-Cola formula, Kashrus for Coca-Cola, the secret formula, when that first came out. And there's a tshuva there about Agunas from the Titanic. Okay, but, you know, these were issues. Agunah women whose husbands, you know, perished. They're interesting tshuvas. So there's one tshuva, a fellow from, a rabbi from Detroit, I don't remember his name, wrote. And he wrote how depressed he is on Purim. How sad he is on Purim. Why? because he remembers what Purim was like in Europe. He said the streets were hustling and bustling with people going back and forth, giving shalachmanas, you know. And now here, people come at night, they hear the Megillah. In the morning, we barely get a minyan. People go to work, it's like a regular weekday. And he said, I wonder if there'll ever be Purim in this country like the Purim that I remember. So I thought to myself, can you imagine what simcha this man would feel if he came to a community like ours, I'm sure in Detroit, also in the Purim area, and he saw what Purim is. And he laid the groundwork. A man like that planted the seeds but didn't live to enjoy it. You know, he's so sad and Purim. He doesn't remember what Purim was like. It really touched me, that Shubha. He was at Baruch Hashem in our community. So what is it? Maybe that's the Maratz Chaya I have in mind. He's saying it's included in the Baruch Hashem Nisim, because the Baruch of Hashem Nisim is a Baruch on Pursumi Nisa. That's what the Baruch is. It's a Baruch on Pursumi Nisa. So Mimela, anything you do on Purim, which is Pursumi Nisa, is included in the Baruch Hashem Nisim. And Mishach Monos, what I'm suggesting, like by Hanukkah, you take light, which is an ordinary activity, you bring it outside. You take food, which is ordinary, people eat food and so on. You take it outdoors, you take it to somebody else, and so on. That's Pursumi Nisa. So maybe that's why it's included in the Baruch Hashem Nisim. So these are some of the answers as to why we don't make a Baruch on the Mishach Monos. Wish everyone a Feiruch and Purim. And again, take the opportunity to invite everyone to our home on Purim afternoon, sometime between 1:30 and 4 o'clock. A Feiruch and Purim.